Well, it will be discussed in a committee in the new year, but we're going to move on to the consultant contracts. Up to a quarter of a million euro, an additional allowance of 38,000 euro for out-of-hours work, and another potential 20,000 euro available for continuous professional development. But will this package be enough to attract thousands of consultants to work in the Irish public hospital system? Christina, we'll run us through a bit more detail there and how this was arrived at.
This has been a discussion that's been ongoing for a long time now about whether we're going to get the consultants contract over the line. On the site of it, it looks very positive. I think it's 250,000 euro per year. They're going to have to work 37 hours per week. So that'll be 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I think on a Saturday. And then on top of that, they'll get obviously the additional pay for any hours over that. But on top of that, outside of those hours, they'll still get to do their private practice and take in any earnings off the back of that. So on the face of it, it looks, I think, like a good offer on the table for doctors. I know the unions have been raising some concerns, I think, about it. But ultimately, this is coming down to the cross-party agreement for Sláintecare. It's been slow pace, there's no doubt about it, but it's moving afoot to try and get Ireland onto a single-tier health system. I think everybody can agree that the two-tier health system is not serving us, and that largely comes down to, I suppose, having consultants work in public and private, and it is ultimately resulting in a lot of waiting lists for people. So the view here is to any new contracts that are going to come online, this will be the contract that they have. People will have, I think, a year or so to phase onto the new one if they're already working. And then the people that don't want it, as far as I understand, they'll be on considerably lower pay. So it looks like one, I think, that I think could make a big difference, but we'll have to see how the unions, I suppose, play ball with it.
Martin Conway, on that very issue, the unions, the statement by the minister said that negotiations with the unions and the HSE and the Department of Health had concluded. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association said negotiations had ended abruptly. So it doesn't sound like it's fully across the line.
No, but I think we're a significant way along the road to getting it across the line. I think today is a very welcome development, particularly when it comes to Sláintecare. And we had the Secretary General of the Department of Health and the CEO of the HSE in the Health Committee today giving us an update and a briefing on Sláintecare. And, you know, the principle of Sláintecare is to try and reduce and ultimately eliminate the two-tier health system in this country. But one of the big stumbling blocks to that was the lack of a contract for a consultant contract. This, in my view, is a generous contract. I mean, you're talking about a quarter of a million plus 38,000 in terms of overtime, plus a 20,000 euro a year allowance for upskilling. I think it's an extremely generous offer.
You think it'll do the job?
Yeah, if there are issues, technical issues, I would encourage all parties to sit around the table and iron them out as quickly as possible, because even if it is accepted, it's still going to take a period of time to bed in.
Gary Gunn.
So I think it's important to remember it's just over 10 years now since that decision was made to cut the salary of so-called new entering consultants by 30%. The consequences of pay inequality has left, I think, over 900 positions vacant or temporarily filled with consultants posts. That's dangerously low. Understaffing in hospitals breeds more understaffing in hospitals. So I think there's a lot of merit in today's decision. But unless we get the Sláintecare proposals enacted in full, unless we improve our health service in full, having more consultants there without having more nurses, more anaesthesias, it's still going to leave our hospitals in a very dangerous predicament.
Gino Kenny.
Yeah, no, it's welcome that the minister has made this announcement today, and this seems to be going on again for a long, long, long time. And again, it's a kind of a historical kind of legacy in relation to FEMPI cuts, and it's part of the overall, I suppose, plan of Sláintecare and universal healthcare. But we have a weird model in this country where kind of doctors, consultants, were working in public hospitals while looking after private patients. This hybrid model is like a Frankenstein that has produced what's happened in a two-tier health system. It's absolutely bizarre.
And these proposals, they're going to phase that out, but those doctors are going to be compensated for the loss of that private practice in the public hospitals.
Well, enormous amount of money. an enormous amount of money. If I'm,
do you see any way around not doing that?
Well, I think the state have to kind of intervene in relation to compensating doctors and private kind of enterprises in public hospitals. And they said it will take a considerable amount of time to phase that out. But I mean, this is a legacy issue. I just, you know, obviously we're working towards kind of a fairer system in our health system. But this is, again, this has been decades of bad policy in relation to public healthcare.
Martin sure. Conway, that issue of phasing out that private practice in public hospitals, minister said today he wants it done aggressively. How aggressively?
Well, I would fully agree. I mean, can you imagine if you had a school where two of the classrooms were fee-paying private, where teachers went in and did grinds? It's the same principle. What went on was really an Irish solution to an Irish problem. But it needs to be resolved. I mean, it's unfair. It's not right. It's ethically, morally not right. But I suppose, look, we have to look at the positives. And the positives is that, you know, there's going to be theatres used on a Saturday now. There's going to be equipment in hospitals used on a Saturday that hasn't been used heretofore. You know, there's greater flexibility and ultimately more patients will be seen.
There will be if there's enough intensive care nurses and enough ancillary staff to open them.
Yeah, well, look, at there was 15,000 extra individuals employed by the HSE last year alone, and that's going to continue.
Is that net or is that just a recruitment figure?
No, that's net. And like, I mean, if we just look at Limerick Hospital, in the last 3 years, the number of staff between nurses and backup staff has increased by almost 40%. So, you know, there has been a significant human resources scaling up in healthcare in this country. That doesn't mean it's finished with, far from it. Right. There's further scaling up to be done. But look, we needed to get the consultants sorted out. We need this country to be attractive for consultants to stay in and to move to. And when that happens, other elements of the jigsaw hopefully will fit into place.
The most important part of the jigsaw for me is the fact that 85,000 children are on waiting lists to see a consultant in this country. That's 1 in 12. So I think whatever we need to do to move ourselves towards a single-tier health service and act Sláinte Care, I think that needs to be done. It needs to be done aggressively. I think it's been too slow to this point. So just let's get it done. Today's announcement is positive. We need wider than that now.
And could you see any knock-on wage demands as a result of this, maybe from other representative organisations?
I mean, potentially. But I think I don't think we can see a scenario in hospitals where we need to get more nurses into our hospitals, we need to get more ancillary staff into our hospitals.
Mm. I think there was broad agreement throughout the healthcare profession, throughout healthcare, that the consultants issue needed to be sorted and it was going to cost.
I just want to go to Gino Kenny, because you say it's an attractive salary. Yeah, the Irish Medical Organisation, Matt Sadler, was on the radio on Drive Time earlier saying, we have concerns as to how the proposals could be implemented, given the staffing at consultant level. Basically, they want the consultants recruited first before the extra hours are agreed. And the other issue that Matt Sadler said was, well, let's see how the market treats this. In other words, will this attract people home from Canada, Australia, US?
Well, you'd hope it would, you know, and I think doctors that are...
And if it doesn't?
Well, then we have a problem. We have a problem already. You know, there's a lot of doctors that are recently qualified are leaving the country because of, issues with kind of terms of employment. There's doctors that are working 80, 90 hours a week. I mean, if it's absolutely ridiculous this is allowed to happen. And no wonder there's burnout. I mean, if a truck driver is driving that, you know, it's unsafe. Yeah, if a human being is working 80, 90 hours, working in a medical setting, it's all right. I just don't get that. I just don't get that at all. So we should start treating doctors with respect and in relation to their kind of their work and practice. But it's a handsome salary, you know. Yeah, I mean, nurses are only getting 45,000 a year.
I think it's important to point out as well that this is a 37-hour working week, and that there is the potential to earn up to 38,000 in overtime.
Well, consultants say they're already working more than that, and they're always on call.
Yeah, well, you know, there's going to be a very generous package, and hopefully as well that it will attract some people who are operating in the private sector in this country to actually switch to the public sector. I think that would be good as well.
Outside those 37 hours, should they choose, they can still operate a private practice.
And that's up to themselves. If they do that...
If they want to work on a Sunday?
Well, the Hospital Consultants Association says it won't. Yeah. It says it'll be attractive to those who'd been cut, those that were mentioned already, And it'll attract new appointees, but it won't attract those on a Type A contract, which affords more private practice. Mm. And the IHCA said again that there would be low uptake amongst existing consultants. What then, Martin Conway, if this doesn't work?
Well, look, there's nothing fixed in stone, but clearly this is a significant offer. It is an offer that's taken longer than it should to be put on the table. And clearly the reason for that is because there had been engagement between the various stakeholders. I think it's a generous offer. I think it has been broadly welcomed. Okay, there may be certain technical issues associated with it that need to be ironed out, but I think it deserves a chance, and I would encourage consultants who are listening in here tonight who might be operating in the private sector to actually look seriously at switching to the public sector and to take up these contracts. I would also...
That's what we have time for this, and I just want to go to listeners who are tuned in. The Minister is giving in to the consultants' lobby by giving them a colossal wage package. It's setting an extraordinary high standard for others to follow on demand, says Jim. And somebody else saying, consultants getting $250,000 for working part-time hours while you're talking about this. People are freezing, says another anonymous texter. We'll be back after this.